Hello, and welcome to the Common Geeking Program. I am your co-creator, Colin Ketchin, and with me I have...
The other co-creator, Jeff Levitt, as I'm known by the people who know my name.
And now that is everyone who is listening. Thank you, Jeff.
Hopefully. Gotta get that fucking networking out there. It's all about recognition of me, Colin.
You don't need personal business cards. You just need to hand people flash drives with this podcast on it.
Because I just have flash drives fucking lying around with our podcast on it.
We are a podcast that is typically formatted as a book club for geek and nerd culture. This is going to be, God willing, the last episode of our interlude. We said a while ago we wanted to take a break, restructure some stuff behind the scenes, and I think we're about ready to jump back in. But before we do, Jeff and I want to put a little something together. So what is this going to be, Jeff?
We have sort of 10 of us involved, and obviously we're not going to have 10 people on every episode. So because of this, our episodes kind of alternate the cast. And we figured that just for a bit of clarity and continuity, it'd be nice and kind of a fun thing to just do a little bit of an interview with each member of our podcast, so we can have everyone in one place and sort of, yeah, just get to know people a bit better.
For the next, this episode is probably going to be around 45, 50 minutes long. You're going to hear us ask some questions of
That's ambitious.
Was that?
It's 42 minutes in editing right now. You think that our section's going to be 3 minutes?
All right, this podcast is going to be 3 hours long. And basically, we hope that you enjoy getting to know each cast member a little better, something we don't always have the time to do.
Yeah.
And we also want to try and shed some light on maybe why we do this show, what our favorite things are about it.
And why you should care.
Why you should care about us.
Yeah.
But honestly, this podcast is a labor of love. We kind of hope that this little bit of insight is fun, allows you to connect a little bit more with some people on here. Jeff and I are going to follow up a little bit more. But all in all, we hope you enjoy the program. So, hello. First, I want to ask you, who are you and what do you do for the Common Geeking Program?
Hi, I'm Taimul Chowdhury, or Chowder, whichever you prefer, as my catchphrase would go, apparently.
I didn't think you would do that here. All right. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, I'm one of the participants. I edit. Hopefully, one of the animatics that I'm working on actually sees the light of day, because I'm still working on it. Sorry, Colin.
I've been waiting for that apology for months.
Sir, please state your name for the record.
Austin Liebers.
Okay,
Austin. Am I in trouble?
You might be, depending on how you answer the rest of these questions. You just might be.
That's fucked up.
Austin, why don't you tell me, what do you do here for the CGP?
Oh, I do a number of things. Mostly I just like listen to you and Colin and just sort of do episodes that people, you know, like, I'm like, oh yeah, we need to do an episode soon. I guess I either have to organize that or I have to be ready to be organized by someone else.
Oh, hello. My name is Laura.
Hello.
I am the token female of the Common Geeking Program.
It is my job.
No, I'm just a representative, an occasional dabbler in editing, but for the most part, I'm just a representative here at the Common Geeking Program.
And
Program!
Common Geeking Program!
Program!
Is that program with a second M and an E at the end?
Yes.
All right, cool. I didn't know it was pronounced that way, but it just made sense.
Well, now you know.
My name is Austin Liebers, and I generally contribute, and I also do some editing. I'm also a huge pussy, and I hate women. All right, let's just start this whole thing over. I feel like that'd be for the best.
Who are you, and what do you do for the CGP?
Keenan Kodish, formerly the High Sheriff. I stepped down following some internal strife. I'm a frequent collaborator and contributor to the GCP. CGP. I'm also a little dyslexic.
GCPD,
which of course is the Gotham City Police Force.
Yeah, or the yes. Geeking Common Police Force.
Hello, my name is Patrick Brem.
Hello.
I provide comic relief and hatred of Colin, but really, I am just a participant on the podcast, and sometimes I stream video games, even though I haven't really been doing it lately because nobody fucking watches. But
God said. Yeah, yeah. No, we got to figure out.
Well, mostly I just don't have time.
Yeah,
no, but also nobody was watching.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Common Geeking Program. I'm your host, Edward Ryan.
You're not the
today,
host.
I've got a really special guest with me. His name is Jeff Levitt, Jeffrey Levitt for short. He's one of the
co-creators
of the Common Geeking
I
Program.
Don't know why
he's going to be on today to ask me a few questions so that you all can learn a little bit more about me. So,
it's all about you. First question is, who are you and what do you do for the CGP?
Hey, everybody. My name is Edward Michael Ryan. Wait, it shouldn't... No, cut that. Okay. Hey, everybody.
Now he's not going to cut it because you said cut it.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. My name is Edward Ryan, and I am the host of the Common Geeking Program.
Hey, everybody. No, you're not.
Okay, no. All right, I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
No.
I'll answer the question honestly this time. Hey, everybody. My name is Edward Ryan, and I play the character of Edward Ryan on the Common Geeking Program podcast.
Is that all you do, Eddie?
Oh, I've edited a few episodes, not as good as the ones that Jeff and Colin edit, but, you know, they come out and there's audio and stuff in them.
That is the main goal, right? Is that they're out and there's audio.
More often though, I just am on the podcast, and I'm really great at it. I'm a fan favorite.
So should I
be answering these questions seriously? Is that like the goal here? Okay.
So my name is Matt Canavan. I was a regular host and editor for the Common Geeking Program. I took a step back just because I'm shitty at time management, and you laugh, but you know it's kind of true.
I'm appreciating the honesty here, through and through. I'm just...
I'm not going to bullshit the viewers, you know?
I'm glad you said your first name and not Shrek. I thought you were going to not say your name at all, so we're off to a great start.
Hey, I won't mean too much, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, okay.
Not too much. Right. But as of right now, regarding the podcast, I provide occasional feedback, lots of memes, and some insight, mostly memes. There's a lot of memes. There's a lot of Shrek. I like Shrek.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn, and I'm one of the editors, I guess, for the Common Geeking Program.
My name is Colin Ketchin. I'm the co-creator. I am the producer, the former web designer, and now web design payer.
that falls under producer, right?
Yeah, it's sure. I'm one of the main editors. I more or less do a lot of the creative, like, design for the podcast. I design, like, the formats and the rules and the guides and things like that. So I kind of handle a lot of the big picture stuff as well as represent in the podcast. I also tend to, whenever we have a new format, I tend to be the person to pilot them as the host of that episode, just because I'm the one who really likes going, like, let me write down all the nitty-gritty rules for this sort of thing.
Right. And the only one who understands the things that you write down.
Exactly. So it's very Charlie Kelly dream journal from Sunny. And, you know, Jeff, I think I'm going to ask you the same question. What about you? What do you do for this bad boy?
Well, as has been previously stated, my name is Jeff. I also am an editor and a cast member and a host. I'm also in charge of scheduling the episodes and keeping everyone on their game, making sure that things are being planned accordingly ahead of time, which does not always work, but I try.
No, yeah, you've basically over time, a lot of the day-to-day stuff has shifted to you, and we've kind of got, I think we've got a healthy dichotomy there. In what realms or domains of geek culture are you well-versed?
I am well-versed in animation and video games. I like anime, I like cartoons, I like video games from mainstream to indie. Just that's my thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem to take a lot of enjoyment looking into the how these things work more than maybe most of us do.
I'm an animator. I primarily focus on storyboarding. And I'm a hobbyist game designer, so yeah, this stuff kind of intrigues me in a way. It intrigues me, you know, the how things work, how something was able to get you to feel this way, you know.
This sounds like a job application. No, so I don't know. I know quite a bit about like J.R.R. Tolkien and Silmarillion and stuff. I'm also, like, we don't talk about it as much, but, like, a bunch of other books I was really into.
I think Chowder might have repped the Redwall books once.
But, like, I know about that stuff. I'm really interested in, like, a lot of fantasy shit. And I'm also, like, I know a bit about, like, a couple, like, a bunch of different kinds of card games. And, you know, I'm interested, I do, like, Pokemon, not really the card game, but more the video game stuff. Same. And, I think that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, that's a good,
I mean, you know,
good amount of things.
Some casual math.
Sometimes Austin just sits alone and just types numbers into a calculator just for fun.
I would say that I am fairly well versed in fantasy novels and
very specific
sci-fi TV shows / movies, maybe.
That's strange. You've got opposite genres and opposite medium.
Yeah, it's funny because I talk to Charles about it every once in a while. Like, I'm not, I mean, listen, I watch a lot of fantasy TV also, mm-hmm. but like, I read a lot of fantasy growing up, and like, my favorite TV shows are sci-fi.
Oh, that makes sense.
So.
I would say probably like one of my top ones is definitely DC Comics. Though I've been trying to keep up as much as I can with them. I've recently fallen behind for like the past month. PlayStation games, I seem to play a lot. I'm more of a story-driven kind of a game guy. I would say Star Wars. I've read a lot of the extended universe. Well, what is now called Legends, which is just a cop-out. And I guess I read regular books a lot, although we rarely have a domain where someone represents. Well, I'm coming from... I'm representing the Catcher in the Rye.
Well, you fucking got good.
It. Yeah, I mean, if I liked that book at all, that book is trash. You heard me, Holden Caulfield. You're a phony.
I am pretty well versed in comic books, except I haven't been reading the new stuff lately. I watch mostly every major movie that comes out, and I'm well versed in like sci-fi type stuff and a little bit of fantasy. I'm not super into like RPGs and shit, but if it's a good enough story behind it, I can delve into it. And I play Dungeons and Dragons, so like that side of fantasy is pretty interesting to me.
I don't play a lot of role playing. I'd play Dungeons and Dragons.
It's different when it's Dungeons and Dragons because like I can literally do whatever the fuck I want.
That's
whereas
fair.
In Skyrim or something, I'm limited by the game engine. Like if I tell my DM, "Hey, I want to try to climb this building," obviously like that's going to be hard. In a game like Skyrim, you can't really climb everything, but I can try to climb anything.
You, sir, have not played with a console commands. Moving on.
Yeah, I haven't.
In what realms or domains of geek culture are you well-versed?
Yeah,
thanks,
what,
Eddie.
Anytime, Eddie. Yeah,
great question,
what
Eddie.
Really gets you going, you know? What are your main interests if you had to give a few?
If I had to give a few, I'd probably say Star Wars is the biggest one. Big fan of Star Wars. We've actually got like a Star Wars special coming up. Yeah, hopefully we haven't recorded that yet. Hopefully it's not a train wreck. The Star Trek special, apparently the recording was like kind of a mess, but the episode turned out great. So the Elder Scrolls, I'm really into the Elder Scrolls.
Word.
I know a lot of the lore and stuff, and I put a lot of hours into the games.
The Skyrim and the Oblivion and the Morrowind.
Yeah.
Is there more than that?
There are other ones, yeah, but they're like old, and I haven't played those ones because I'm a fucking casual, but I have read about what happens in them.
In what realms or domains of geek culture are you well versed? We already have memes on the list.
Right, Shrek. Separate from memes, then there's Shrek memes.
Thank you for distinguishing.
Hey, you're the ones asking the questions. I'm just trying to provide honest feedback.
I like it.
I wouldn't say I really have a specialty of sorts. I know enough about a wide variety of stuff where I can kind of bullshit my way through talking. One of the nice things about being around people who are so much more well-versed is that I'm always learning new nerd stuff. So, thanks, guys.
I mean, Stuffs. Anything owned by Disney is the big number one, which is now a lot of things.
So Jocelyn's a huge fan of Disney.
I'm a huge fan of Disney and Star Wars, which is, you know, Disney. and
Marvel,
which is Disney. And
do you have a distinction between things being Disney and owned by Disney?
I mean, I do.
I feel like there is a.
I have a huge distinction between the two, especially with Pixar and Disney. But I'm a huge Pixar fan. Really big Pixar.
Yo, I just saw Coco at a second run theater. It's so good. I was a huge fan. So I'd say my big ones, I think Pokemon is up there as one of my largest. I think the thing that I kind of constantly reference all the time the most and is another big one that's up there is the Transformers universe. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the thing that I've ended up repping the most, even though I think that I generally do a good job at avoiding it. Yeah, and if you want to just, shift this audio over back into my section, I'm also a big fan of a lot of cartoons like Steven Universe and Adventure Time.
I think I'm going to shift that back, but I'm going to leave in you saying if you want to shift this back into my section, so it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Generally, I'm a bit of a sci-fi buff. I do definitely have some gaps, but my claim to fame is Star Trek. I've hosted 2 episodes about it. I'm very proud of the Star Trek special that we did. I'm also a music theory buff, which is a weird thing to be, but I am.
I mean, not for music theory buffs, it's not.
That's fair. and I did an episode about that, trying to achieve Austin-level fandom for Tolkien.
Good luck.
And Halo is another universe I know an exorbitant amount about, but my knowledge of Star Trek is encyclopedic. Which has been your favorite episode or moment of the podcast, in front of or behind the scenes, either way?
I think my favorite moment would have to be Bastion episode, Danger Cats, just all the narrating. It was just a moment.
As that episode records, I was very against it at first, but now I'm like vouching you do that voice whenever we get the chance. You definitely sold me on that. Through that entire episode.
Yeah, if I ever do Transistor again, or if I ever get around to Pyre, it's coming back, my friend. You can't stop me.
Well, I know definitely I think my favorite episode to listen to was I think Laura led it, the Magic Systems episode where they
Yeah,
I thought that one was super fun. That's something that I like thinking about a lot anyway, because it's like
was that the Full Metal Alchemist episode?
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, maybe my favorite moment wasn't actually in a podcast, but it was when Keenan, it's all connected. It was the episode that I was supposed to be in, but I wasn't in, sounded really funny because it was you guys instead of me, but also it was a topic that I was super interested in because Keenan wanted to talk about morality systems in video games, but in the group chat beforehand, everyone else thought that he said mortality,
because
or he did say mortality.
Like 6 times.
And, yeah, okay. Yeah, and I was all ready to talk about Fire Emblem, but...
That episode happened.
It turned out okay for everyone involved.
I was going to think about that, wasn't I? I mean, besides my very first episode where I was literally sweating when I was introducing myself and said that and then had that recorded and put into the internet forever, I think I really enjoyed... the episode where he talked about Westworld, just because that show is just so great. And I felt like we had a really good conversation and like I was just in the mood for it. I know that's not really a hyper-specific example, but it was my face. Also Mortal Kombat, though.
I'll give you that. That was a fun time.
it was a really fun time.
Well, I mean, I was about to say my favorite moment was actually in when I wasn't in. I know. So, I mean, like, it wasn't as good as it could have been. But it was, I think it was, like, the first or second one ever. It was the Kill 6 Billion Demons.
That's the second episode, yeah.
Whoever was in that was talking about, like, religious themes.
Oh yeah, Colin was saying he grew up as a Christian.
Yeah, you know, grew up as a Christian, and then he changed his name to, like, Derek.
What?
Christian's a name. Duh. Come on, Christian Grey. Come on.
Shut up.
He grew up as a BDSM fan. No. Yeah, and so he starts talking about some of his experiences, and the editors put, like, this ominous, like, brooding melody, like, Gregorian chant kind of thing underneath it. And it just, for what was such a funny episode, to take you out of it and, like, go like that, like, set the stage like that, made it funny. You know what I mean?
Austin says, "That was me."
That was Austin, apparently. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He was the editor, yeah.
Shout out to Oswam Letters, my favorite member of the Common Geeking Program. Way better than Austin Levers. What a phony.
Like, of all the stuff we discussed, what are the ones that you get really pumped about?
My favorite moments, plural, are when somebody says something iconic and we just keep adding it into other episodes. Like when I went, no, and then it just like became the Batman,
the
thing,
Batman thing.
Or the fact that we have like suspifically and all that shit. It's just really funny. I like introspective humor, so that's a nice thing. But also, I think one of my favorite things is when I called out Laura for not being engaged yet, and she was just like, I know, right? And I was like, fuck yeah. Step your game up, Charles.
Fun fact, we're in an Xbox party right now. I have her on mute while I'm taking this call.
Nice.
Yeah, she can't lock any man down.
Man, I wish I had these questions before, like...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
dear listeners, I just got these questions right now. These are all hot takes.
We could just put on the Jeopardy
other people, music. Other people that you listen to on this, they may have been prepared. I don't know. But I'm giving all hot takes. It's probably just one of the, like, stupid puns that we've made that's become a title. Okay, all right, I got it. Favorite moment, this may be revised later, is when we all gave Sonic the Hedgehog an extremely low rating on Colin's Sonic the Hedgehog episode, and he died a little inside. That was real good.
I also enjoy it when Colin dies a little bit inside.
Okay, my favorite moment, I lied to all of you, we're restarting this fucking question. Okay. My favorite moment is by far just Chips. Okay.
When so good. I don't think there were any cheese on those nachos.
When your boy Timewool Chowder Chowdery,
whichever you prefer,
said to us that he had some nachos without cheese,
and then he said, "I don't think there were cheese on those nachos," and you're like,
and I said, "That's just chips," and yeah, so that was really good. And then favorite episode might be console versus PC versus episode.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
I was a big fan of that one. Not because of my hosting, but because of Colin and Pat's rapping.
Oh my god, the fucking rap battle that Chowder constructed afterwards in the post-credits.
That was great. Good job. That was good amazing. Job, Chowder. So that's what I prefer, is that episode.
I think one of my favorite moments was, you touched on it before, you touched me before.
Nah, you can't say that on recording! This is admissible as evidence!
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I didn't admit it, so it's fine. Continue.
Yeah, anyways, I think one of my favorite moments was when I basically roleplayed as Eddie, and it totally wasn't obvious throughout the entire podcast. In fact, I was so good at it that I got the gold star, but it was in Eddie's name. So
you outconned yourself on that one.
It was absolutely tragic, but... you know.
Do you ever stare?
In the end, I am the all-star.
So, Jocelyn, which has been your favorite episode or moment of the podcast so far? You know what I should probably not do? I should probably not say your name for each of these questions, since we might be using the audio of me asking these questions
probably.
For other people answering. Which has been your favorite episode or moment of the podcast so far?
So I have a favorite editing moment and a favorite listening moment.
All right. Good. Hit me up.
My favorite editing moment was when Colin was like singing the ratings tune while you guys were like talking. And so I just made it quiet and like made him just sing the ratings
music.
That
was like almost imperceivable in the final cut. It was
really
great.
Good. Yeah. I hope so. I had so much fun doing that. And then listening, I really enjoyed what Chowder did with the holiday episode, the Halloween one.
Oh yeah, that was a good episode.
I just really liked the spoopiness. It was like a light spoopy. It was good.
I especially enjoyed that episode because I won.
You did win. It was a good episode.
I'm a winner. okay.
Okay, my favorite moment, both as a participant, as an editor listening, and as somebody who had to find the section of audio, episode 18, Bwom, was it was our episode about Black Mirror. Pat was talking about a nightmare he had where he was like, yeah, man, my fingernails just kept growing.
Oh, yeah.
And then Austin was like, isn't that kind of like real life? And it's just, I don't know, it caught me so off guard, and it is probably the hardest I've laughed in any recording. My favorite episode, I definitely skew to the ones that I'm more heavily involved with. It'd probably have to be either, honestly, I'm really proud of Modern Fastware, which is episode 19, the Sonic the Hedgehog episode. I thought that one turned out really well, despite the fact that,
that it was based on Sonic.
Didn't go the way I wanted it to, but, I'm really proud of the way that summary came together. I love crafting that. The other one would probably be Danger Cats, which is episode 33, where Chowder hosted, talking about Bastion, and he had that narration. And what about you? What you got? What are your big moments?
Well, I'd say right off the bat, four episodes come to mind as my favorite episodes. Episode 6, which I believe was the Potter Puppet Pals episode, hosted by Matt.
Episode 5, sorry. Yep.
Not necessarily in order, but the Steven Universe episode that I hosted, I think, is probably my favorite episode of my personal ones. I thought that one was a lot of fun. Then the Halloween episode hosted by Chowder, I thought that was a really good time all around. And then most recently, the one on Johnny Mnemonic that Laura hosted, episode 47.
Was very fun.
That was such a fun episode.
That was excellent.
Actually segues to one of my proudest editing moments, which was shifting in dolphin sounds to the majority of that podcast based on the character. Yeah, like that, right there.
No, the Johnny Mnemonic episode. What was that called? Was that just Chips?
That was just Chips, yep.
That was just Chips, okay. The, man, that was such a fantastic episode.
That one was really fun.
So, which kind of topics and themes do you enjoy the most that we discuss in our podcast? What do you gravitate towards?
You just pointed out a little earlier, I like gravitating toward, I kind of gravitate towards the how, the under the hood kind of how things work kind of stuff, and also just the analytical literature professory kind of stuff that we discuss, I like the Watchmen episode about anti-heroes. I liked talking in the Bastion episode about Bastion and its relationship to the Western genre and Western genre's relationship to the past. What else is there? I just want to use find one more example just to create a rule of three.
Yes. You're really selling me on your commitment to how things typically work behind the scenes, because nobody else would care, but the rule of three is driving you insane right now.
Yes, exactly. Over the Garden Wall. I like talking about Over the Garden Wall and just...
Elijah Edelwood. That was a really fun episode.
Yeah, Elijah Edelwood was a great episode. That would have to be my second favorite episode that I did.
What really, you know...
I enjoy... I really like fantasy shit.
Floats your boat.
Like, that's my jam. Sci-fi is fun, too, but, like, I don't know. Sometimes I think a lot of sci-fi stuff that's, like, being made now is... I think a lot of things focus on being, like, really pretty, but don't do... Sometimes it's all like, oh, it's really pretty stuff, and we're going to use some techno babble and make it, like, seem like, oh, this is a cool world that could exist someday, and that's kind of where it ends sometimes. But, like, with fantasy, usually there's... always some kind of subtext to play around with.
I mean, I think I enjoy talking about topics. Listen.
I know we are not linguistically at our pinnacle right now. I'm fine. Just keep rolling.
I think it's my favorite thing is when we talk about topics that I'm not necessarily well-versed in. So when we're talking about Austin's language episode... Nope, that's not what happened. That was my episode.
Yes, it was. What about
Austin talked about languages though?
What about Danger Cats, where we played Bastion?
Ooh, Danger Cats was fun. Yeah, I enjoy the reason I joined the podcast, which might be the. Am I skipping ahead?
Yeah, you are. So let's table that for just a second.
My favorite topics are really just when I'm introduced to something new. So a new game that I've never played, a new TV show I've never watched, like reading online comics, which I've never really done regularly. So just like. Experiencing new stuff.
Oh wow, past examples. Anytime we get to really talk about stuff behind the scenes of a game, not just what was being made, like
right.
I really enjoyed the episode where we talked about the music of like Capcom games, and so we also everyone talked about like the behind the scenes of making the music and like. I think someone repped Marvel movies and talking about the impact that Marvel, that like movies have, music has on like movies. And I think I mentioned, you know, like how some horror movies like do these tricks with music and sound to really shake up the audience. And I enjoyed that aspect of the program, that it isn't just like a superficial, do we like this game or do we like that game? We go kind of in depth. Anything I can put an ism at the end and talk about in relation to something nerdy, I like, you know.
Word.
Isms are cool. Like, unless it's fascism, then I hate you.
Dude, I get pumped about anything sci-fi because it's just the most interesting to me. So I got hella pumped for being able to bring Black Mirror to the table because mm-hmm. it's just so interesting as a show, and also being able to talk about like the technology behind it. I got pumped for Star Trek, even though I'm nowhere near Trekkie level, but it's just like a really enjoyable set of movies. And like, I haven't really gotten into the show yet, but I want to try.
I'll give you my login so you can watch Disco. Man, this season is a fucking roller coaster.
We'll see. But I also really enjoyed that episode we did about music because like that's a pretty big part of my life as well. Mm-hmm. I'm never not listening to music unless I literally am not allowed to. Like, if I'm in a situation that prohibits music, then I don't listen. But like every mm-hmm. other time in my life, it's on.
So I think I've got two answers to this question. The stuff that I find the most interesting to discuss is like kind of like deep lore stuff, which is why I think I like stuff like The Elder Scrolls and Dark Souls so much. But then as far as like discussing on the podcast, because a lot of times it's not really prudent to discuss like deep lore stuff on the podcast because there's so much setup that would be needed. It would, and it's been done. I mean, Austin has done that Silmarillion episode, which worked really well. It's hard. It's not something we can do, I think, a lot.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
But I like when we discuss, like, kind of the mechanics behind things. You know, when Austin was talking about, like, random number generators. Yeah. And then episodes where we've talked about, you know, like reasons for things to be, like, successful or popular. Like the Guardians of the Galaxy episode, which is about nostalgia. Or there was an episode where it wasn't the point of the episode, I think, but we ended up talking about like adaptations and stuff, basically like talking about like the reasons or like the like machinations behind stuff that kind of really interests me, especially for like the podcast discussions.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, you agree with the thing that I enjoy the most.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with it'd be weird if you were like,
no, Eddie, that's not what you enjoy the most.
So we know that you have kind of a wide palette, as it were, but what kind of topics and themes do you enjoy the most that we talk about on the show? What are the things that you gravitate towards?
So I actually prefer the more pop culture related stuff. Mm-hmm. The two, you know, it's been a while, but the two podcasts that I hosted, one was pertaining to Potter Puppet Pals,
mm-hmm.
and the other was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I'm sure is something that, you know, most people they wouldn't consider as part of, like, geek culture. Because, you know, you think of geek culture, you think of, you know, Dungeons & Dragons or, you know, some, like, video games, Halo, mm-hmm. Star Trek. So I kind of like putting the twist on things.
Yeah, and the Potter Puppet Pals episode, Edgar Allan Rickman, is, I think, our most listened to episode in the entire podcast. So, well done.
Is it really?
Yeah, wow. It is. Fun fact.
Which kinds of topics and themes do you enjoy the most? Past examples are encouraged. I probably wasn't supposed to say that part out loud, but I did.
My favorite episode is still the language one, where Laura...
Oh, the one that Laura did?
Yeah,
that was episode what... God, this is just not going to be a correct number, but I'm going to say the number 24.
I have it up, so let me see.
Oh, look at you being all fancy.
It was 25 cutting? No, because 25 was cutting for economy, which was The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Hers was the 100.
Right. Oh, it was the one after that.
Which
was 34, trying real hard. Oh, okay. That's like, I got one of the digits, right?
You know, it's just one of the episodes I edited. But yeah, it was a really interesting topic, and I really liked what everyone talked about, so... It's nice.
I actually think that the episodes that I have the most fun talking about are the episodes that are just like talking about and explaining in interesting ways the plots of certain media. Mm, yeah. I've had a lot of fun in the episodes where we just get to like deconstruct something that maybe everyone already knows or is just absolutely off the walls absurd, and kind of just like explain the sort of like background motivations of what it seems like characters are doing, and just pointing out why that stuff is interesting or funny.
I tend to go in kind of the opposite direction a bit, actually. I'm not a huge fan of when it's just like, hey, here's a thing, let's talk about it. I want things that maybe dig a little deeper, not necessarily into behind the scenes, but just are more focused on trying to display something in a way that maybe is not part of the common perception or common understanding.
Or the Common Geek program.
Episode 22, our Guardians of the Galaxy episode. No hate to Guardians, no hate 21. To Eddie for hosting. 21, sorry.
Yep.
No hate to anybody involved with any of those things.
Oh, that was a really fun episode too, actually. That one was one of my favorites as well.
It's actually one of my least favorites. Not the focus of the episode was nostalgia, and the subjectivity of it is it just made the whole thing kind of more anecdotal, and I didn't find like I had a better view of the thing we discussed. Whereas looking at, again, Danger Cats, I noticed the narrator of the game Bastion as I was playing it, but Chowder's ability to point out how it actually worked.
Yeah.
Really interested me. It made me review something that I liked differently. Review podcasts are a dime a dozen, and I like a lot of them, and there's a reason that there are so many and that some of them do so well. But I mean, we are probably not the personalities to compete with those particular things.
I think, though, that that's really what our podcast does, is it kind of blends those two things together in a sort of nuanced way, which I
think
that's
why I'm okay that we do them. But again, those are probably the ones that I tend to be the least interested in.
That's fair. That's just me.
What do you do outside of the podcast? Now, I mean, we know now, you know, animation, hobbyist, game designers. Do you maybe have specific things?
I like storyboarding. Storyboarding gets kind of placed my passions. I like creating a scene, and I like having characters in it act out. In game design, I just, I'm just getting into it. I'm teaching myself programming in Unity, because that seems like something enjoyable. I'm just kind of learning as I go, finding what meshes with me and stuff.
That's cool. And Unity's basically public access, not public. What's the word I'm looking for? It's open. It's free to access for people, but then you just have to pay a licensing fee if you publish something with it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a really good tool to teach yourself in.
Yeah, definitely. For anyone in animation, a good tool to teach yourself in is either Maya or Blender.
Blender, yeah. I fucked with Blender a little bit.
Yeah, Blender's great.
Can't pretend I'm any good at it, but I've seen it.
What do you do outside of this podcast?
Outside of this, sometimes I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone recently, which is not necessarily something I'm proud of, but it's there. It's in my life. I do some writing stuff. I do a lot of reading shit. I listen to podcasts. I write things sometimes. I read things a lot of the times. I've been playing hockey.
You do philosophy, right?
Oh, yeah, but, like, that's my ability to say that that's what I do, I think, depends on whether or not I get accepted to schools for
it. It's what you study.
Yeah, I do that. I do study the philosophy, and I do try to convince people that they should pay me to do that.
Should I talk about work? Should I say
anything? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay, cool. So I work at an Apple store. I am the store's schedule planner, which means that I spend my days putting people in places 3 weeks before it happens, which is great.
You basically play The Sims with 100 people around you.
Pretty much. But it's much more, well, I guess The Sims is a computer game too. Anyway, whatever.
What do you do for fun?
So that's what I do for work. For fun, I am an avid guinea pig lover.
Don't love that phraseology.
Currently only one. I know they do better in pairs, but I'm a guinea pig mom to Lulu, the fluff nugget.
The fluff nugget.
I think my real passion in life is cooking and food, so I do a lot of that, both cooking and eating of the foods. And most recently, I just started playing WoW, and I'm very addicted.
That's fun. That's good time.
So speaking of fascism, Keenan, what do you do outside of this podcast?
I oppress the people. I mean, no. One is like my side hustle, and that's I'm an EMT. I ride out an ambulance, and I provide emergency medical assistance to anyone who calls 911. My main job, though, that I am currently pursuing is being an actor, a professional actor. I like stage, theater, and that's kind of like why I first started getting into the Common Geeky program, because I was already kind of in that community.
I'm an engineer by trade. And other than that, I play a lot of music. I skateboard, snowboard, do all that extreme shit. I go to the gym.
Can you do a 900?
No.
I thought you said extreme shit.
Yeah, I don't skateboard.
You don't sound fucking extreme.
Okay, bitch. I'm a street skater.
Real skaters can do 900 off the curb, motherfucker.
I don't think anybody in this world can do a 900 off the curb unless you count them like spinning on two wheels once they land. In which case, I'm sure somebody could fucking do it. But I am not that person.
Great question, Jeffrey. What I do outside of the podcast, I go to work, come home, play video games, hang out with friends, all that stuff. I work at GameStop currently. I'm stopping games left and right.
I'm not going to make my jokes again. What? Again? We've already recorded
this?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What do you mean again? We're not doing a second take. This is... I guess on the, like, you know... you were saying, like, what are you gonna do? I don't fucking know, is the short answer, because I'm not gonna stop playing video games, you know?
You're not gonna GameStop?
That's why I'm stopping so many other people. Like,
oh, so you can get the games. I see.
You know, welcome to GameStop, home of the GameStop. Can I take your order?
So, outside of the podcast...
Considering you barely do the podcast.
Yeah. You know, I do interviews... I do some memes. I didn't think it was that funny.
I wasn't expecting it.
All right. I work full-time fixing computers for government peeps. I can't tell you more, otherwise I'll have to kill you.
Please don't.
I also brew beer, which is pretty fun. Mm. And I actually have been recently playing Dungeons & Dragons, and I got my girlfriend and her roommate into it.
That's pretty dope.
So, yeah, we've been playing through the Lost Minds of Phandelver.
Oh, yeah.
And I am the Dungeon Master. Wink, wink.
Ooh. And Lost Minds of Phandelver, that is... We were talking about the Adventure Zone doing that on the episode in which you subbed as Eddie.
Yes.
Oh, man. This is all coming full circle.
It's super meta.
Outside of the podcast, I work on a YouTube channel where... we talk about nerdy, geeky culture.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and we do, like, reviews and watch-throughs.
You want to
and...
give a shout-out? What is the YouTube channel?
It's a fan it's all prob- about
it's
it.
More viewed than our podcast is, so...
It really does. It's really sad. Yeah, it's Fan All About It. It's pretty cool. We are pretty known for our Stranger Things live watching.
There you go.
But, yeah. And and then I work at Starbucks. I'm a nice barista.
Ah, would you say that is your ultimate goal in life, to be a good barista?
No.
That's fair.
My ultimate goal is to be, like, the person who creates the special effect version of Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to, like, do that stuff for Marvel.
What do you do outside of this podcast?
Masturbate.
That's not the answer I was looking for, but maybe it's the one that I deserved.
I think I've mentioned this. I'm a genius at Apple, so I'm a senior level technician.
Genius in very heavy air quotes.
I repair computers, I troubleshoot shit, so I'm good with technology. I play a lot of piano. I've been learning more of that. I've been trying to read books. I'm an avid gamer. I love to binge watch nerdy shit. I am an avid cat affectionist. I didn't want to say lover. I just felt like that had some connotations I want to sidestep. But yeah, I'm often called eccentric, but really I just think I'm passionate about the things that I enjoy, and that's all the things that
Porque
I say.
No los dos.
Porque no los chips. And what was big thing you do?
Well, mostly I am a practicing artist, trying to apply to grad schools right now, so that's a whole fun thing. But Ooh. That is my main thing. That's what I studied in college. I was a studio artist, so I make sculptures mostly, occasionally paintings, usually a bit of both. I'm also an amateur juggler.
Crusty jugglers.
My main thing is that I am a studio artist, and I like to make shit. Ooh.
aside from the fact that, you know, we're people who mostly know each other pretty well, and we asked you to do this, why do you do this podcast?
I'm always open to, like, try out new things, and, like, any opportunity to, like, maybe create something, I snatch it up. Because I find joy in creating, and I think, and even something like a podcast, I enjoy creating. And, you know, I've actually learned a lot from it. You know, I learned to be a better sound editor, and I've learned to be a better speaker. Like, me and like, the first episode versus me now.
Yeah.
Miles.
We should put out some unedited transcripts of earlier episodes for all of us, just to show how the ums and uhs and have just decreased across the board. As another editor of this podcast, it is night and day, man.
Yeah.
oh, there goes my cat on the piano.
And you know, like, when making anything, I think the ear is more easier to offend than the eyes. You can you can get away with bad visuals as long as you got good sound. And so learning sound design is good. So, yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, thanks for doing this for me. Thanks for participating, Chowder, as I prefer. But we will see you in another episode very soon.
All right. See ya, man.
Feel free to just say the word same. Why do you do this podcast?
Same.
but if I don't know. By all means, if you have a more profound answer than that, we'll take it.
I don't know if I have a more profound answer, but I might have. I don't know if it's a more useful answer, but it's like, I don't know, because honestly, podcasts a lot of the time can be kind of stressful just because it's like, oh, I'm trying to do all my quote-unquote real-life things, and then it's like, oh, also you have to put time aside to do this. But like every time I do an episode, it's always like actually fun to participate in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It's a hobby.
Well, then I guess let's just land on the final question. Why do you do this podcast?
You turned into a robot. What?
I said, why do you do this podcast?
I do this podcast to learn new things, broaden my perspectives, and hang out with some pretty chill folks. It's an awesome crew. I always have fun when we record, and I just really enjoy doing the pod.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And we will see you in a couple of episodes to talk about whatever you're talking about. I'm excited to know.
Cool.
All right. All right.
Well, the last question was, why do you do the podcast? So that goes off of that.
Oh, it was a fun time with you guys, especially with my job, which requires a lot of hours. I don't much get to like have the freedom of saying, well, I'm off at this time because my schedule also varies week to week. So it's nice to be able to say, well, I can hang out with these people, and it may not be, you know, hang out, but I'll be able to talk to some of the people like Eddie, or who lives in the town over that I can't really see, or like
Pat, who lives in Arizona and you didn't even know.
Yeah, or like Jocelyn, who lives in, you know, LA. It's nice to be able to communicate with these people that I've known for a while and enjoy, that I normally wouldn't be able to hang out with.
Why do you do this podcast? Aside from the we're friends and we asked you to do it, like, let's presume you weren't getting paid to do this. Why would you keep doing it?
I have paid to do this. I am not getting paid to do this. But I do it because it's fun to talk about the things that I'm interested in a literary sense, by looking at it through critical lenses. So I was never really creative in the writing category in English class and shit, but I was always really interested in figuring out why the author, like, made certain choices. So I like to look at the shows I watch in the same manner to see what drives the narrative, what is just, like, a nice little shout-out to something else, like references or Easter eggs. So that's what I find interesting, and I felt that this was a good platform for me to really delve into that more. And it's interesting because I got to do it to, like, analyze Animals as Leaders during your music episode. I've been able to analyze, like, things that I'm not even interested in, like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is arguably a very good anime, even though I don't really like anime. But it's nice to be exposed to all this new stuff that I've never really given a shot, because everybody else is really into it. Like, it's how I figured out Steven Universe is a fantastic show. Like, I've been opened up to all these different shows and books and movies that I never would have found out without this podcast. So it's really nice.
So our last question for you today is, why is it that you do this podcast?
Fuck, I don't know. I guess I quit.
Huh?
it's a fun thing to do with my friends. Word. If people listen to it and they like it, then that makes me really happy. And I hope that that happens. You know, I know that there's not a huge amount of people that listen at the moment. Maybe that'll get bigger. Maybe it'll get smaller. Maybe it'll stay the same. But for the people that do listen, I hope they have a good time. I guess it's just, I feel like we all don't hang out as much as we used to because we have like jobs and stuff.
And especially when a lot of us were still at college. And yeah, lived in different areas, and maybe in the future living in different areas.
Yeah, and it's a fun way for us to get together, talk about some of the stuff we enjoy, share things with each other, and then for anyone who's listening, however many people it is, to share some of the stuff we enjoy with them as well, and, you know, hopefully make them laugh. So I guess that's why I do the podcast. Pretty, you know, generic beauty pageant answer, but it's the truth. Also, vote for me for Miss Universe. I know it's not a democratically elected title, but we can change that, people. Just send in those write-ins.
Oh my god. All right.
So with that in mind, normally at this point I've been asking people, why do you do this podcast? But you don't do the podcast quite the same way other people do. So why do you stick around?
Because you guys are my friends, and no one else appreciates Shrek like you guys.
I think Eddie and I are the only other people who appreciate your Shrekdom. Oh god, that sounded like rectum.
Shrek is love.
You're Shrek-dom.
Shrek is life.
And the last question is, why do you do this podcast?
Which
is a question that I vied for having taken out because I claimed that everyone's answers would be the same.
Why do I do this podcast?
See if you can come up with something clever.
I mean, I do this podcast because I'm an editor and I like to be able to practice editing.
There you go.
It's fun to get to hear about everyone's different things that they're excited about and to talk about different things that everyone may or may not actually think about is kind of cool. So
yeah, word. Like when you throw enough things at people, eventually some things will stick and then you'll get to spread some good, oh God, I don't know.
Oh,
like
please,
where this metaphor
please
is going.
Don't say anymore.
Some pieces of geek media and culture, bringing it back down to the literal to make it less horrifying sounding.
Oh God.
That'll just probably be cut.
It's fine.
We have the audio of me saying, throwing things at people and seeing what sticks.
Yeah,
so
it's usually tomatoes.
That can be used for something.
At least in animation, it's tomatoes. Anyway, I had a long day, okay?
Well, here's probably the biggest question for us, the creators of this podcast. Ooh. Jeff, why did you make this podcast?
Well, so the motivation kind of started out as a lot of us were away at college or doing our own thing, and we realized that, like, we didn't really get together as much as a group as frequently as we used to. So part of the motivation, especially for me while doing the podcast, was coming up with a good way to keep us motivated on sort of a project together that would kind of not force us to interact with each other, but keep us kind of scheduled and doing so. Mm-hmm. So really it became like, I knew that we wanted to do a podcast and we had a few failed ideas before we did this one. That was my main motivation, was wanting to just like have something fun and creative that we were all doing together and could work on, and that might be something that might actually be worth putting up on the internet instead of some of our previous endeavors.
For me, I'm actually really glad we're answering this separately, because for me it's pretty different. So yeah. We in episode 13, I explained very briefly that the way that this came to be is a lot of it was you constantly like coming to me saying like, hey, I want to do something as a group, and I'm like, all right, you know, this is actually probably a good outlet because I've been lacking creative things to do. And I came up with a pitch, which was the Common Geeking program, and it was definitely different than what it is now. But I, like, spent a few days, I put the idea together, I put together a rough format, and I came to Jeff and I said, how about this? And we kind of workshopped it for a couple weeks. We asked the people to be involved, and then we just recorded a pilot and went from there. So, I mean, you know, some of the stuff in our podcast has changed over time, but really my motivation...
Especially, like, honestly, a lot changed between episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah, significantly.
Like, episode 2, we didn't even have necessarily, like, planned sections between, like, each of us talking. And the, like, music cues to go in between sections were added afterwards, just wherever they felt natural, instead of having like a, yeah, okay, basically, we'll do this and then this and then this.
Yeah, and really my motivation was because you came to me with the I want to do a thing, and yeah, I had yeah. and I was working with the mindset of what is the thing I want to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
So kind of the way I went about it was like, if we're gonna make a show, I want it to be something that I haven't really heard.
Yeah. No,
and definitely. You know, review podcasts are common, so the book club idea came to me. As I was listening to a couple other podcasts as people review things, and I'm like, well, how can we make this varied and interesting? And I thought back to our friend group, the people who are all in this podcast, people who are sadly no longer with us, not dead, just no longer hanging out with us. And now the people that who are hanging out with us, like maybe Chowder and Laura, who weren't as involved, or Laura not involved at all beforehand.
Right.
And what I really wanted to capture was the times where we all just sit around in a room for hours and just like
talk about something.
We just talk about nerdy stuff and like
talk
oh my
about
God,
whether or not Yoda should be blue.
Whether or not Yoda should be blue. Tune in next week for more.
We didn't talk about it at all.
Oh, fuck. All right. Damn it. But the idea being that, you know, I wasn't necessarily looking to get us together, but I was trying to design something that would capture the experience we had together. And then right. The format was basically just finding rules to enforce that as a repeatable process.
So it's a bit of both, though. I mean, like,
yeah,
you know, it's a way to keep us interacted and also, like, not just outwardly to other people, but also sharing new things with each other, mm-hmm. which is, you know, like, it's nice when you fucking can, instead of just saying, like, hey, I think you'd really like this and tell them to watch it 6 times, actually assign it as homework. And then, you know.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing. And that's a reason I felt comfortable saying, yeah, I can stick to this, because I have gained a lot from this podcast. Yeah. I've watched Full Metal Alchemist, even though I hate it, but now I get why people like it. I have read, after hearing you talk about John Dies at the End, I've read John Dies at the End the book.
So, I'm so happy you walked away with that. That's probably my favorite book.
It was one of my two favorite books that I read last year, and I was looking to make something that would be interesting, and I've gotten a lot more out of it, and it's rewarding. And even though we're not big, and we maybe don't have the support for me to, like, do this as a full-time or even part-time gig, I'm glad we were able to find a way to rework this so it's a little less work, so yeah. I can still do it
without it being stressful.
Without it being stressful, and I really want to enjoy this, and I hope other people feel that when they listen.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think I said this as a joke partially before, but at least if no one else gets anything out of this podcast, at least we get something out of the podcast, our cast yeah. members, you know?
And that is why you should listen to us. I want to say thank you to everybody for listening to this. So again, this is our final interlude. So these past 8 episodes, Jesus.
Spoilers.
You'll find out more about that in 2 weeks. So next week, we're going to be back with episode 49. It is going to be a Star Wars franchise special led by Edward, much in the vein of my Star Trek special. But because of Star Wars, it's not going to be as good. And
oh shit, that we fucking throwing shade right there.
You're not enough of a warzy to fight me on it, so I figured I could get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I think I fall somewhere in the middle.
Where also before next week's episode, we're gonna put out a little something quickly explaining the changes to our show, as well as new ways to get involved and ways that we're seeking to sort of
it. As a fan.
Yeah, we want to get more engaged with people. So we're going to release maybe a 5-minute thing, Jeff and I, next week. But we've got some surprises in store. I'm really glad that we get to keep doing this. Jeff, do you have any other last things you want to tack on here before we go?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about some of the episodes that are coming up. I think we've got some good things, and I think that the break has kind of given us time to sit back, and then when people are coming back, it's something like, oh, now I've been wanting to do this thing for a while. So I think that this upcoming cycle is going to have a good amount of passion, which I think should be fun. And may not stick around forever, but, you know, I'm excited for what's to come, honestly.
All right. Well, we will see you in 1 week. And thank you all very, very much for listening to this.
Or we'll see you in 5 minutes if you go and listen to a previous episode right after this for some reason.
We'll see you when you summon us from our RSS feed.
We won't even hear you, but you will hear us.
Calling back to our first cycle, just you know, send nudes. That's fine.
Oh my god, how you can't just you fucking said you can't do that when Chowder said it, and now you're saying it yourself. How the tables have turned.
This episode of the Common Geeking Program was hosted by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt, featuring Chowder, Austin, Laura, Keenan, Pat, Eddie, Matt, and Jocelyn. Haha, got it. All right, cool. The episode is sponsored by a complicated editing process. That's not a joke. I'm just crying. The podcast is created and produced by Jeff and myself, but you've heard us talk about that enough. So in about a week, we'll be back. Whatever you do, whoever you are, I do want to say deeply from the bottom of my robot heart, thank you for listening to this.
What's so funny about me answering my... What's funny about that?
I was laughing at what Austin just typed in the chat, but we're not going to talk about that because it's not in relation to you.
God, I hate that piece of shit. Yeah, you tell Austin.
Not on the record. Wait, are you saying you don't see these messages?
No, what messages?
Oh, he's just messaging them to me. Oh my god, I must have been seeming like a crazy person this whole time.
Wow, you're a really bad spy.
We're in the same call. I assumed his message.
Like, I hope to god you're like, ha 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 ha! And you're like, everyone's like, what is it, Jeffrey? And you're like, oh, just these funny group messages about the attack and how it's going to be thwarted. Oh, it's hilarious. You know, I didn't see those messages. Oh, you're not. Oh, no. Never mind.
Anyway, that about wraps up our questions here. Thank you for answering. And yeah, we're fucking done recording. So I'm going to stop recording.
I will stop recording. All hail.